Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's check in Chicago, where the streets are quiet after yesterday's brief flare-up between protesters and police. Still, commuters in Chicago faced extra security and closed train stations today as world leaders met for the second and final day of the NATO summit. Some downtown businesses told their employees to stay home. There was no coffee during the morning commute. Food and liquids had been banned from public transportation. But then President Obama opened today's session at the summit, saying that he expects Afghan forces will be ready to take over the country's defenses in 2013. That will relegate U.S. and NATO troops to a supporting role a full year ahead of schedule. Rick Pearson is chief political writer for the Chicago Tribune. Rick, put the president's statement in context. Was that a big surprise announcement a year ahead?
I think it really was. I think everybody was still focused on the 2014 agreed-upon date. And, I mean, I think this is more maybe perhaps a motivational thing than maybe a practical one in really having the Afghan forces ready to take that lead role for the entire country.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're reading a book by Fawaz Jurjis, the Mideast commentator that's going to be coming up down the line. And in that book I noted this weekend, he said that officials told him off the record that they had said to Afghan leaders that NATO or U.S. forces, that somebody was going to be there forever. So, you know, the question is NATO on board with that year earlier declaration?
I think that is still something that needs to be worked out. I mean, you know, when you look at the fact of the post-2014 time frame that had been laid out, you have these questions about the support from the NATO communities, $4.1 billion a year. I mean, we're just coming out of a G8 summit in Camp David where the focus was on the issues of trying to do economic growth in times of austerity. And yet when the NATO countries are being asked for $4.1 billion in annual support to Afghanistan, I mean, these are some very technical issues that need to be worked out.
Well, the money issue was very much on the mind, it would seem, of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who thanked American taxpayers this weekend, said his country looked forward to the day when it was no longer a burden. But as you said, that's not in the near future financially. And then you have the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari. He's in Chicago, but sort of in this kind of hapless way, the president has refused to meet with him. And this has to do with supply routes. Just tell us what the issue is there.
Well, Zardari was invited to the NATO summit, and it was very interesting in the opening of today's meeting where Obama thanked countries to Afghanistan's north that have permitted expanded shipments of war supplies since Pakistan had closed off the ground route 6 months ago. I mean, this was really Obama had expectations that this issue was going to be resolved, and he comes to his hometown of Chicago and basically finds that Pakistan wants an increased monetary reward for allowing these shipments to take place. And, you know, in some respects, it looks like the president is president of the United States is trying to be shaken down by Pakistan. So it's very much that Zardari finds himself kind of in isolation sitting at that big round table that everyone's at.
Well, meanwhile, just one last thought in the minute we have, Rick Pearson. We saw the flare-up of violence between protesters outside the summit and Chicago police, but you and others are saying that Chicago police had tried to take a different tact at this meeting.
Very much so. As a result of protests at other sites, most notably in Seattle, in 1999, Chicago police adopting not a tactic of mass arrest, but really trying to isolate those that are considered troublemakers, not infuriate a big crowd. So far, we've got reports of about 60 arrests. Yeah, there were some flare-ups yesterday, but also helping, I think, to keep things down was the fact that the protest numbers were not as large as had been expected.
Rick Pearson, chief political writer for the Chicago Tribune. Again, the big surprise announcement from President Obama today at the NATO summit that he feels Afghan forces will take over the country's defenses in 2013, a full year ahead of what had been announced as a schedule. Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.